Hare Krishna, Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 11, the universal form, text number 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tatrikastam Jagat Krishnam. Prabhivaktam Manekatam. Napashyad Deva Devasya. Sarire Pandava Tadaham. Tatrikastam Jagat Krishnam. Prabhivaktam Manekatam. Apashadeva Devasya Sarire Pandava Tadaham. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Jai Srila Prabhupada. At the time Arjuna could see in the universal form of the Lord the unlimited expansion of the universe situated in one place, although divided into many, many thousands. Om Ajnana Dimrandasya Jnananjana Salakayam Saksharan Melitam Mena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaham. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Naminam. Namaste Saraswati Devai Gauravani Pracharinam. Nirvishesha Shunyavati Pashata Desha Taranim. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Jeeva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Yasam Tato Jayamudiraye. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brindam. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna, Bhagavan, we are in chapter 11, the universal form, text number 13. Here Sanjaya continuously describing what is going on, what are the features Arjuna is seeing in the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here in this shloka, Sanjaya is explaining that even though there are many thousands and thousands of planets are there, Arjuna is seeing everything sitting in one place. So Srila Prabhupada very nicely mentioned in the purport is that in the battlefield Arjuna is seeing all these things, but all other people, nobody could see anything. Because the Supreme Lord, He is a given vision only to Arjuna. So that's why only Arjuna could able to see and Sanjaya could able to see. All other, of course, Veda Vyasa, he can see because he is the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the literary incarnation of the Supreme Lord. And of course, he sees that. Other than that, nobody is actually seeing the Vishwarupa form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arjuna also sitting in the chariot, Krishna also sitting in the chariot, and the same place Krishna is seeing the Virat Rupa of the Lord, and Arjuna is seeing it very, very beautifully. So there are many thousands of planets is there. No one can count the atoms. Just like for example, nobody could able to count how many atoms are there in this world. Anybody can count, nobody can count how many atoms are there. Even if somebody could able to count the atom in the universe, but still they cannot count how many planets are there in this universe. So many planets. That's why here Sanjaya could say thousands and thousands of planets are there. It is all floating in the air. Thousands and thousands of the planets are there. And everything Arjuna could able to see that. And there are so many planets are there, and some of the planets are made of earth, and some of the planets are made of gold. Oh my God. Now if you see our planet, it's made of earth. Earth means everywhere earth is there. And there are some planets made of gold. and the mountains will be like a gold. You don't need to be worried. Now if you see, the gold is a huge demand, so much of money. Even a small grams is costing thousands and thousands of rupees is required. So there are some planets is made of gold. Even when we see the Srimad Bhagavatam, when we read, and it is very beautifully mentioned, there are so many planets are there. Even it is actually 1,000 times better than the heavenly planet, even in this universe itself. Even in this universe, there are very, very beautiful places. And then there are ocean of mango is there. And we see ocean of the salt water. But when we see, read the Srimad Bhagavatam, the authorized Vedic literature, we can see the ocean is a milk juice. It is full of juice, and it is also explained, this juice, when it is dry, it has become the golden mountain, something like that. It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. When we read, it is actually completely bewildering statement, how the mango ocean is there, mango ocean is there, milk ocean is there. Like this way, so many oceans are there in this planet. So like this way, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that there are some planets, it is made of earth, and then there are some planets made of gold, some of the planets are made of the jewels. So all these things were very beautifully, Arjuna could be able to see everything in sitting in one place. He see everything what is there in Vishwarupa form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nobody could see other than Arjuna. So here, as we every day says that the purport for this shloka is that we should clearly understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similar to this, very wonderful pastime in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 13. After killing of Ahasura, all the boys, they were actually very, very tired. So Krishna says that, my dear friends, let us all sit and take a lunch. So everyone, they brought actually food from their home. The mother, very affectionately, they prepared and they sent to the forest. Because when Krishna, he was actually very, very small, and he used to take care of the calf. So even to take care of the cow and calf, there was some age criteria. That time Krishna actually a small boy, and he is not qualified to take care of the cows. So they said, you are a small boy, you take care of the cows. So all his friends, they were actually taking care of the cows. So they were all very, very hungry. They sat in one place. They started taking a lunch. Everyone, they brought from their home. Some of them, they brought actually, they took the grass leaf, then they were actually taking. So it is a Shukadeva Goswami, he mentioned that just like a lotus is there, the lotus, so many petals are there. So similarly, Krishna sat in the center, all the friends, they were actually sitting around Krishna, they were actually very, very beautifully looking. Because everyone is actually looking at Krishna, and everybody is thinking that, let Krishna see me. So in this way, they were actually sitting very, very beautifully. They were actually enjoying like anything. So they were actually enjoying, and they are actually, you know, sharing the food with the Krishna. They were enjoying like anything. That time, they were actually brought the calf. Then, before taking the lunch, they tied the calf, and then they gave some water, and then the calf, they were actually grazing some grass. So while they are taking lunch, this calf is actually saw some grass. Actually, it is started running behind this grass. So all the friends, they noticed that the calf is missing, is not visible. So they were actually worried. So the Krishna said, you all don't worry. So I will go and see where is this calf. This way, Krishna told that, you know, you don't get up and you continue to enjoy your food. I'll just go and find and I'll bring the calf. You don't need to worry. So Krishna, he was searching all the mountains, the cave and everywhere. And the Brahmaji, he actually thinking that Krishna, he killed Agasura, let me show my mystic power, let me show the my strength to this small boy, let's see. And this way Krishna and the Brahmaji, he wanted to test the power of Krishna. So what he did, actually he actually stored on all the calf. So when Krishna is searching, he could not able to find where the calf. So he come back where the boys, they were actually taking lunch. So when he come and saw, and it's by surprise, and the friends also not there. Brahmaji, he is actually stolen all the calf and all the boys as well. So then Krishna, he actually thinking, what happened? Cows also not there, this boys also not there. So as if he does not know anything, he was actually thinking. Then suddenly he noticed that this is actually done by Lord Brahma. So Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So he wanted to teach a lesson to Lord Brahma, and he wanted to show that he wanted to break the power of Lord Brahma. So immediately, without any hesitation, as Sanjaya says in the shloka, many thousands and thousands of planets are there. Everything, Arjuna could able to see everything. So similarly, very, very wonderfully, whatever the number of calf was there, the friends, exactly Krishna manifested. Krishna is manifested like a calf. Krishna is manifested all his friends. It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam by Sukadeva Goswami that Krishna exactly is manifested. If he is a friend, he is a one guy. If it is a black color guy, he manifested as a black. White color guy, white. Tall guy, tall. Small guy, small. Including whatever the dress they were actually wearing. White color, blue color, red color, orange color, and the cowpin. And then whatever they are having, whatever the tiffin box color, exactly, exactly like Krishna's friend, he manifested. Exactly, including the calf also, the calf, whatever the color, patches, including the rope, exactly, with the red color rope means red color rope means blue color, exactly, just like when you take a scanning, it comes exactly. So similarly, Krishna, he manifested as a calf, he manifested as a friend. So immediately he actually, they were going home, and then all the mothers, they were actually very, very happy. They were actually, the love towards the boys, it is increased. Because this is actually not their own son. This is actually Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So naturally they were actually very much attached to these boys. Even the calf also, when the calf went to the cow shed, the cow also feeling very, very blissful and very, very blissful, and the cow is giving a very, very wonderful milk to this calf, because this is actually not the ordinary calf, this is the Supreme Lord Krishna. So that's why the attachment towards this calf also, the cow also increased attachment towards this calf. So in this way, the cow is increased attachment towards the calf, and mothers, they are increased attachment towards the son. So this is actually going on, this Leela, for past 1 year. Past 1 year, because when Brahmaji, out of mystic power, he actually stolen and he put all these boys and cows in the sleeping mode. In the Satyayuga, for us, the calculation is different, and Swargaloka it is different, and Satyaloka it is still different. So in the heavenly planet, for the Swargaloka, the 6 month, when we pass 6 month, that is for them it is 12 hours only. So when we complete 1 year, it is for them it is only 1 day is passed. So this is the yuga calculation, this is the calculation. So when Brahmaji, he went to Satyaloka, for him it is actually just a second. He come back, he wanted to see how this boy, he is actually enjoying. He wanted to check the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. He wanted to test him, Krishna. So here, 1 year, Krishna is going and coming and he is enjoying like anything. So all the mothers, they were actually very, very happy towards the Supreme Lord. So when Brahmaji, he came to Vrindavan and he saw that, he actually, one moment, he became completely surprised. All the cows were there, cows and all his boyfriends. Everybody, as if nothing has happened, like that way, Vrindavan is going on very, very smoothly. Brahmaji actually completely bewildered. What is this? I have stolen all the calf, I have stolen all these boys. They were actually sleeping. So how come here also is there and there also is there? He could not able to imagine. How come this is another set of calf, another set of boys, for where they actually come from? So in this way, Brahmaji started lamenting like anything, and then he could able to see that all the cows in a Vishnu form, all the boys in a Vishnu form, in a 400 form he could able to see. And then he completely bewildered. What is this? All these cows, all these boys, they were actually looking in the Vishnu form, in the Vishnu form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, he was actually getting bewildered. Then he come back to Vrindavan with he came to his senses and then noticed, and he completely surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he actually understood the mystical power. He understood that Krishna is actually not ordinary boy. He is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is just like a golden rod. He fall on the feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Out of his joy and the tears came from the eyes of Brahmaji, and he did the abhishekam. He actually washed the feet of the Lord out of his eyes, which emanated out of the joyful. So from this, the Vedic literature very clearly explains the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So as a conclusion, we should clearly understand whom we are worshipping. Krishna is not ordinary man. We are worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Hari Om Tat Sat.